SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. A man armed with guns and knives stormed the lobby outside the White House Correspondents Association dinner attended by President Trump last night, shooting a Secret Service man before being subdued. The president was quickly escorted off the stage and was not injured. Afterwards, he spoke to the media.
In light of this evening's events, I ask that all Americans recommit with their hearts in resolving our difference peacefully. We have to resolve our differences.
The armed man was a guest at the Washington Hilton where the dinner was being held. He is expected in court Monday. The Secret Service agent who was shot was wearing body armor and did not suffer life-threatening injuries. He has been released from the hospital. The Trump administration is sending mixed messages about when gas prices will drop.
Trump cabinet member Chris Wright said this week that gas prices might not drop below $3 a gallon until next year. But President Trump told the Hill newspaper that his energy secretary was totally wrong. The next day, Secretary Wright was asked about his prediction during congressional testimony.
I don't know the future of energy prices. Often I will speculate or look at those things. I would say gasoline prices looks like they peaked about a week or so ago.
The president himself has acknowledged that gas prices could remain high through Election Day in November. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A mandatory curfew was in effect for parts of Georgia overnight because of the Highway 82 wildfire. The fire has destroyed nearly 1,400 acres in southeast Georgia and was only 7% contained as of last night. Emergency officials say 100 more homes were evacuated yesterday in Brantley County, where the wildfire continues to move significantly. This is SRN News. A victory for the Ten Commandments.
A federal appeals court says Texas can require the Decalogue to be displayed in public school classrooms. The ruling by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is a victory for Republican state lawmakers, though it sets up a potential clash at the U.S. Supreme Court over the issue in the future. The 5th Circuit Court said in its decision that Texas law does not violate the First Amendment, which protects religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Human Rights Campaign is launching a $15 million investment targeting Republicans in battleground districts ahead of the fall's midterm elections. The leading LGBT advocacy group in the U.S. says this will be the most money it has ever spent on a midterm. The campaign comes after years of losses at the ballot box and in the courts for the gay rights movement. Besides 8 House races, the Human Rights Campaign is also supporting Democratic candidates for the Senate in Georgia, Michigan, Minnesota, and New Hampshire. This is SRN News. If you've missed rooting around in your cereal box for a toy, we've got good news for you.
W.K. Kellogg Company said on Thursday it's including toys with some of its cereals for the first time in more than a decade. Starting April 26, special edition boxes of Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, and Corn Pops will have plastic toys shaped like characters from Disney and Pixar's Toy Story 5. The movie's scheduled to hit theaters in June. Plastic toys used to be a mainstay in cereal boxes, but they've gradually disappeared as manufacturers tried to cut costs and consumers worried about choking and other hazards. Keith Peters reporting.
Members of the Screenwriters Union have ratified a 4-year agreement with Hollywood Studios. Union leaders said Friday that 90% voted to approve the deal. This move ends a surprisingly smooth process compared with prolonged strike in 2023. More details, SRNNews.com.